Yerushalmi, Taina, Staff, Tess. We're starting from the new Perek, which was Chesam and Beis, we left off yesterday. Mishnah discusses, we discussed the idea that the Tainios, the end of the last Perek, that there are 16 days of Tainis, they would set aside, and then they would go ahead and have a Tefillah Barabim. What was the procedure of the public Tefillah that they had, that they had during these fast days, that they declared a public tainus? What was the procedure? How did they do it? And when did they do it? So the Gemara is going to discuss this. How would they know it? Ketzer tainios hayin. Mishnah says, what was this procedure for the tefillah on these fast days? Says the Karbonei, the Besheva tainos achronos. In the last 7 days of the tainos that they added, that they gave after the first two didn't work, the third ones, which was 7. What did they do? What was the procedure for the davening? God turns out they were here. They brought the teva, the ark, which the Torah was inside from the shul into the town square. The noise they placed ashes on the ark. They put ashes on the ark off the sreifa, offer that was burnt from the. Head of the Nasi, and the Rosh Bezdin, each one would be there. They would put it upon their heads. They would put these ashes on their heads, on the heads of the Nasi and on the heads of the Av Bezdin. And then they would not talk about another Rosh Bezdin. Each one would go ahead and take the ashes and place them on his own head. In other words, they would put them on the head of the Nasi. And then they would take it, then everyone else takes the ashes and puts them on their own head, on his own head. Everybody would put it on their own head as well. They would put it on their own head. Again, the concept is the two leaders, that the Nasi and the Abbez, and the others would put on their heads. But everybody else now does it on their own head. The oldest person amongst them would begin with the words and say, and try to go at Divrei Kivushin. Divrei Kivushin means words of being able to inspire the hearts. As the Kavanah, the Kofshin is Libra Shalot Maksi Lamuto. Try to inspiring words to get them to move their hearts, to motivate them to want to do tshuva. And and said that therefore, this would be the one, the Zakin, the one who would start. And he would say, what would he say? He would say, "Achenu, my brothers." Doesn't say the Gabbidim Shaviyala Kimes Shachemes Danosam. He saw them. Eliyala Kimes Maseim. He didn't just say that they saw the sackcloth and the tainas, but he saw the fact that they separated. They did tshuva. They stopped their evil ways. But Kabbalah Ma'oyim. What does it say? The Naviim. Kiru Levakim Abigtukem Meshuvu El Israel Kechem. Your heart, Meshugum, rip your hearts, not your begadim, and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that's the idea. The idea of fasting is not just physically to rip your begadim, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about the ripped clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see in the heart that you changed, that you're inside your lave, that you did something, you made some changes. That is what is expected of them. That's what he's telling them to do. That he wants to be able to mipskapi, be able to go ahead and then the Navi tells us this is the lashon of the Navi. This is the lashon of the Mishnah of what we tell them. The Gemara is going to go to this a little bit deeper. So let the Gemara explain. What does this mean? The procedure in the Mishnah that we talk about. Where do they go? What's the reason why they go to Chovashah? What do they go out in the street for? Why can they stay in the shul? As if we're being mamish going into Golas. We're going outside the shul into the street, in the Rechov Shalir, into the town square. So it should be like went into Golas, and Golas is Machaperes Avon, says the Korban Eidah. It's as if we went into Golas. That's why we go out of the shul into the street, that should be the Kapara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We dive in a shul privately, not Batsinna, not Barabim, and then she didn't help. If you go Yotzal Kavim, now we have to go out and dive in outside. Maybe outside make a difference. You know, we're going to go inside, it didn't help, so we have to go outside. What's the idea of going outside? That would be Zion, because it's a Zion. We go outside. Why? Everyone sees why we outside, because Hashem didn't answer us inside. He wasn't worthy to answer. So Mamela, we all go outside. It's a way of being humility, of being mavazi each other. Bizayon, that we have to go outside. The second time why I went outside, Rechov HaShalir. Mark continues. I mean, why did they take their temple? Why did they bring the ark into the square? To tell them, we're telling us we have one precious kli Yet our sins cause it to be degraded. We have an incredible schus to have the Torah, and we have to take it out to show us that even taking the shock to people that we're taking out the Sefer Torah. We don't take it out the Sefer Torah, we use it. We're taking it out because we don't deserve it. Because we're mevazeh the Sefer Torah. We mevazeh the Sefer Torah. Kippos, Aron Azov. Our forefathers were mevazeh Aron Azov. So we take out the same thing as well. But Abba tell us that we cause people tsar. That look what we did. We're at this level that we have to go take it outside. It's a drastic way to shock the people. So the Gemara says, we planted with ashes. In other words, another way to mevatah, to show that they took the aron and they put the gold on it. That was where they put it in the mikdash, in the mishkan and the beis hamikdash. Now we take offer, we put offer on it because we're so mevuzah, obvious nefesh that we have to do that. That's again another way of bizayon of showing how desperate we are that we need to do tshuva to remind us of the sins that we did, that obviously our tefillos are not being accepted. Zot Gemara. Amar Yaakov Doima. Yaakov Doima said, why do we blow it? Horns of an animal. Why is Shoyfel? Shoyfel, we're like bleeding like animals in front of you. We're like, the idea is, the Gemara says, the Kabbalah explains, we're calling out to you Well, why do we use a shofar? Why don't we use chatzrotzos? Why do we use the shofar, not the chatzrotzos? Because that comes from an animal. And we want to go, we're crying like an animal, like Balas Kuranim. Tell us that we don't have any dignity. We're calling upon you like we're not worth anything. We're not worthy of our own merits. But we do like animals that have no skusim. Have you just like you have achmanas on animals? They don't have any skusim. So we also have achmanas on us as well. Amar Levi. Levi said, "Let me go to my coat." Now, Misha doesn't say this, but another thing is brought down that we used to go out to the base of Kvaris. They go to the down by Kvarim, but not by graves. We used to go to the cemetery and down by graves. Let me look. The Shav Nugilu Mesul. We're like as if we're dead in front of you. We don't have any Akash Baruch. You have to help us. There's no rain. There's nothing. Everything's going to die. We're not going to be able to have any food. We're going to die of starvation. So, Akash Baruch, have in mind, like we're dead in front of you. Without that, we have nothing. we have nothing. We come out that we're cool on time. We go for that reason. The same idea. We're like a zero. We have nothing to us. We're like dead people in front of us. So again, it's Mara Rach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mara says another thing. All the things we said before. All these things. Different things. We go into the cemetery. All the things that we talk about doing. If we're liable to be punished by death, we're dead. Like the people in the cemetery. In Golas, if we don't deserve death, but we deserve Golas. So our Golas, we're outside, we went outside, we're going to the cemetery, we're going out in the street, in Rehoboth, and we have to be hungry, we're punished with hunger. We're hungry, we're fasting, we didn't eat, so we had that. So each of these things, all the different types of punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do for us, with what we do, all these different things that we do, is to show that now we can get Rachmanis, because we've done all, win all this. We did the Golas, we did the Misa, we're in the cemeteries, we did everything. So we're really ready now for a fakapar. We're ready now. We did all of them. Going out to all of them. So now we did Misa, Golos, Riavon. And now we can go ahead and Mizoka to the Yeshua. Because Baruch should give us the answer. As a Rachmanis on him. Mishnah goes, we put the ashes on the table. We already do that. I'm with you, but in Sora. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ark has HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, as the Torah scroll. It's the Torah. So we're putting it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, the Shekhinah is also is in mourning. The Shekhinah is also in ashes. The Shekhinah is also suffering. He's mistar with us. It's also weird. Just like they're wearing offer, so it's also an offer. Every time I would go see them doing this, my body would tremble. So frightening, horrified to see that on the Aron, on the Sefer Torah, we put an Aron, we have the Mavazid by putting ashes on, the Torah would be Zion. And for that, I would be shaking at the, their body would tremble, be so afraid. Says the Kabbalah Eda. Whenever I saw that, I also have a makalaga. I am goofy, Mr. Day. My body would shake. How is it possible? To be mevaza kli mikdash in our sins. Look what our sins brought. To be mevaza the base of mikdash, the kli mikdash. So therefore, it was. My body would shake from it, tremble from it. Zak the Gemara. Another ones that God loved family. In the days of Eloi, they would leave the arrow, they would leave it inside, and they would go outside, they would leave. And the morning was over, they would leave it, and they would go home and leave it there. And when it says Amalei, they would go ahead and come back, they would get together for Mincha. Amalei of Zeir, the president teaches this thing not correctly. They didn't daven the entire day, they didn't daven the whole day. But they would watch over it the entire day. You know, couldn't leave the Aro in Stam, allow the Aro alone, no one should watch it, it'd be Mimavaza, it'd be Bizayon, if something happened to it. We don't leave it alone at all. But we don't daven all the time, we have to have a break. So we daven in the morning, and then the people leave, one person stays to watch it, or a group stays to watch it, and then we come back for Mincha. That's what the Gemara said, that was the procedure. So they were not Mavaza the Aron, but we don't stay there all day, the Mechaf and Kalayon. There would be somebody be Shomer it, that's what we would do. So the Gemara, when took the ashes on them, once everyone put on the ashes on their head, Nachman would say, what do we do? Remember this discuss about Avram, that he was like an Amel, he was off of Afer. He said he was like off of Afer, he humbled himself. So we remember the discuss of Avram. Yitzhak was going to be burnt like Akedah, as ashes on the Akedah. So he remembered not Avram, he remembered the discuss of Yitzchak. Why we put the ashes on, do you remember that? What's enough between the two? It's because Avram and Yitzchak. My name is because Avram and Bam. We can use either Afer or Afer. The Torah uses both. The one who says last year, so Yitzchak, then you only can use Afer, only ashes. Why? Because if we look at the Afer, so Yitzchak, you would see where I got Mizbeach. Like it started in Mizbeach. So that one, often it's not dirt, that's Afer, that's ashes. Then you can't use. That's enough between which shot you hold, whether you can use Afer in Afer or just Afer, if it's a time of the Kedesh Yitzchak, to remind us of that. Then it can only be used with Afer and nothing else. Let's take a Gemara. Rav Yudah bar Barzi Chazav Lila B'Yudah Nesu. So Yudah bar Barzi went out to public day in a fast day. They would say in front of him, Achina, my brothers, Kamanu L'Motah Shimshel Gabeh, whoever didn't go ahead, whoever didn't come with a container of ashes, Yitzev Afa V'Yitzev L'Vish. You should take it regular earth and put it on your head. So you see that the old, not like the ashes, just put on regular earth, even off of Afer. So if you didn't go ahead and have the ashes to put on, then at least put on the... So you see from there, you don't need Afer, even offer itself would be sufficient to use, like that opinion, that so you don't have to use ashes, but even Afer would be sufficient. Dr. Mahmoud Nasi, and the head of the Nasi put it. Why the head of the Nasi? Why Nasi and Abbezdin? Why did he do that? You know, they had to put it on them, and then everyone put it on themselves. Why couldn't they put it on themselves? Why do we have to put it on for them? So it says, "Gemay every clever kisser a day the fast mode. They don't have to be a farsim the bizayon. But don't mean the bazmod the bazmod. It's not the same thing by yourself to someone else doing it. It's much worse than we bizayon. So we want to take these great people and let someone else do it fast mode. Even a bigger bizayon that they don't do it themselves. We do it for them. So another person goes and puts it on them. That's a bigger bizayon. And the mele. Therefore, we do that so that to make an extra bizayon to give an extra thing to ma'ariah people lidei tefila to come to lidei tshuva tefila." Cousin goes off from his cousin and goes off from Mikaloso. What is it? Mia's going to Hedro? Say, Aaron, the Aaron, Kalamakaposo, this is our Torah, the Torah. It goes out, you bring it out, the town square, you see it's not a pussy, it's Mafurish, but it's like a Remezodava. You hide the Aaron, you hide in the Hedro like a Chasan, and you bring it out the street. Say, Kazak Bidasa, our Torah. You put it out there the time of the fast, during this time to go ahead to for the fasting, to Mavaza. The more of the people, the Rav Yitzchak Hedro, Zanasi, Kalmukwasa Abbezdin, the Fakir, the person, these two great people that they brought out to participate, to Mavaza them, to participate in the Seber, Kalman Seber, the Ma'ira, the Yailam, Abbezdin, Ipshalakala, because the Taira, Nasi's Daimer, to the Chasan, his Daimer, to the Chasan Mechedro. So he said to Anasi, on occasion of a fast, they book Iman. Let's go out, let's go to go. We have to go outside. Everyone's going to fast. We have to go outside to the street. That's right, Naman. And you're going there, you're coming there to be there. It'll cause a tsar. Go away. People will see you come out. They'll be Messiah of the Tshuva. And the pain, the reason for it will go away. The stress will go out. You should come. If the fast days that we designated above, if they're not real fast days, Lama, that's because there's no Nasi. When's the real fast day? The real thing when the Nasi participates in it, that's the real fast day. Today we have no Nasi. Therefore, we don't have the real fast days. They're not because the Nasi is not here to go out to participate. And therefore, it's not really the same level of what it was before, because that the nurse is going out is what makes the emphasis on the tshuva, how serious this is, and he goes out. So therefore, that would be the same thing. That's why he goes and says, we don't have it today, so there's nothing. Something tomorrow. Halok amar question goes back to one place that says espenek kaparis. You go ahead, you can sprinkle seven times before the kaparis. As God amar espenek brachos hakodesh. One of the brachos hakodesh. Which is it? Is it God? Which is what are we talking about? Why don't we say the same thing? Brachos hakodesh by the kapar tzibur. Then we have by Pnei Parokas. Why Pnei Parokas? Why does it say Kodesh Pnei Parokas? What's the difference? Why a different Lashonos by each one? What's the reason for it? So the Gemara says, we have two Amar Kama, Plag Rabbi Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Mok, Harama, Het Nanasi, Gedolim Koima. The Nasi sins, the greatness of the victors remains intact. If he sins in the Koin Gadol, the Torah usually refers to it, it's still the sin remains. But Het Nasi, Gedolim Koima, Menas, Katatzibe, Gedolim Koima. But in the case of the Tzibur sins, then the great temple, the base image is not intact. Hashem removed from it, and therefore we don't have the din holy, we don't have the din kodesh. So it's a nafkaminis below because here the nasi, none the nasi tends very serious, but the kedusha is still a menace, but it doesn't go away because one person, still one person. But where the tzibur does it, then Akash Baruch is masal the kedushaso. Akash Baruch doesn't say kodesh. Akash Baruch goes away, removes his kedusha, lo the tzibur and nasi. There's no kedusha; it's separated, and that's why we use a different lashon. Another pshat says we don't say the fisha cheto alame b'lamed. Both the student, the tzibur, and the Sanhedrin, they shouldn't sin. That's why we take out the word kodesh. We don't use the word kodesh because it's a talk about by the part tzibur because it's a bizayon that everybody sin. Both the alame b'lamed, the Sanhedrin and the Talmidim, they all sin, and therefore it's not proper to bring yourself, we leave it out. So the Gemara, the Kodesh has to be taken out. Where's another? We go out to Mepharsim. We go out to Mepharsim and say that the Oren is there, won't you come outside? Al shame. The fact, what did we get up into the Parsik state? Because they bring the Chutzamachanas. You see, they bring it out, even by a Kodesh, you bring it out, surely over here, and say Sarah like this, you'll bring it out that the Tzibur should see. So the Gemara says, we have a remiss for this. Whenever there's a Kohen Gadol, an anointed Kohen Gadol, there's an Aron. Whenever there's no anointed Kohen Gadol, there's no Aron. The Aron was not there anymore. We only had that when we had the Tzman of the Beis HaMikdash. We had the Aron. Then we by the first Beis HaMikdash, we had a Kohen Mashuach. We call Mashuach Makoma. But if without that, we didn't have one. It was hidden by after the Kohen Mashiach Rishon. Therefore, there was no Kohen Mashiach. So the Gemara. There are five things that were missing from the second mikdash that were in the first one. Elohim, fire, the fire from heaven, that fire that came down, that the fire came out from Shemayim by both of them, but the original fire that existed never went out, that was in the first one. Oh no, the Aron was only in the first one. Ur Metumim was in the first one. Shemayim Mishka, Ruach HaKadosh. These are all with the Hashem, and we get it from Esrog, but Kavdur, the Pasuk says, I'll please with it, and I'll be honored, Hashem, Echav, the Kasifah, Kasarei, missing a hay. Because so that's missing, because there's something missing. He didn't have a hay, missing Hashem's presence here. And the Commission of Ramah, Mikdash Akron, and Chazman Arishon. The five things that are missing in the day, we're missing, taking out the letter hay, five things that were missing from the second Mikdash, from the first place Mikdash that was not in the second place. And Mikdash, were these five things that we just said, why they were not put in, they were taken out, didn't have the same Kedusha that we had, the Shekhinah and all those other things that brought the Shekhinah, the Aron, etc., was taken away, was not brought in the second base of Mikdash. They were all going out to daven in the Tainus in a fast day. So what did they do? Each one said a Sva, each one said a Tefillah. Lift up our hearts and touch our mind. Is that possible? Is Banash, the ability of the other guy, the person God takes his heart and place it in his hands? What does that mean? Put your hand, put your heart in your hand. How's that possible? What it means is they lift it up. They say, leave them the kapi done. It means let us go ahead and bring up our hearts to our hands. Let's go ahead. Let's have tshuva and do our hands. Should be the koyach ha-maisim, the koyach ha-machshava. We should call it our gosha. We should be able to go ahead and do things. We gotta go ahead, we say as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can come to him for tshuva. After we go ahead and we do what we do, like what we feel, what we think, and we act out with our hands, that's when we can come to tshuva. Kachma says the same thing. When you have the person that's dead, sheretz in his hand. I will talk Meshloach and it goes in Meshloach, in the waters of Shiloach, in the waters of creation, of Bereishis, which is the ultimate Kedusha, the ultimate waters of purity, Elotai will never become Torah. He'll always remain Tomei because he's carrying a sheretz in his hand. So Elotai, you can never become Torah. You'll never become Torah. But if you go and you throw it, yeah, then you become Torah right away. So too over here, a person has a thing, you're in the water, and you drop it, you become Torah right away because you're in the water. You already merges in the mikvah. So to a person does tshuva, and you do tshuva, and you daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remove your ways, everything will be taken away from you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at it, you're clean, you're ready, you can become Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all that you're asking for. A pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. This is the time of when there were two malachas. There was a Melech Yirav and Yehuda, and the Gemara says that there was an issue that came. The Melech of Mitzrayim came up to do battle, and it said they're going to be destroyed because they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They left the mitzvos. So he said, "Yehuda says, 'Oh, Melech Yehuda, the Sages and Rosh, you should know be Amel. You should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Summon themselves to the word of Hashem, saying, 'You should know. You better humble yourself because I'm going to destroy you.'" But doesn't say the fast and say, it says rather they humble themselves. I didn't destroy them. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives a person more on how they feel, even more than the fast. Even if they didn't fast, don't say they fast. So they say they just humble themselves. A person acts a certain way, humbles himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu values that more than even the fasting itself. Says that the pasuk had become adorned and adorned. What is that referring to? Referring to the pasuk in Sefanya. To tell us, you have to endure and you have to improve ourselves before we go ahead to improve others. First, the person has to go ahead and work on himself as kosher shoe, make himself nicer, make himself more attractive, which means to remove chet from himself, do tshuva, and then you can go work on other people. Everybody wants to say, what's the statement? What's the point of the statement? But give us the people there who went ahead and said bad things about me in front of Yochanan, and Mela, they went out of Kalama. And they must say, Kalamati Dina, he wants to go ahead rather than stand in judgment for his own thing. In other words, went ahead, instead of speaking about me, they should go acknowledge their own things that they did wrong and apologize for what they did. They caused me stress. So rather, the first thing they should do is they should go ahead and ask for mechila. They should go ahead and really look in their own actions and see what they're in the kash has to be cut. They should go for themselves and make sure that they themselves don't have this problem, that they're able to go ahead and do the right thing. So the Gemara says, "I remember Rabbi Tamar Rachiya Bar Avsa Imi. Rachiya Bar Avsa were both present when he said it. For coming on loy, they stood up and they left in protest. They didn't. They were upset. They said in the Shasa the Drasha, they got off because he was pogea in the kavod. I mean, the kavod. He should have been mazal on the din. If he had to come, he should have caught them to beis. But you don't go ahead and mavaza them like that publicly. And they took. They were going. He was denigrating them before Rabbi Yochanan. They shouldn't have done that. If he had something to take, he could have called them to din. They could have done that. But to go in front of the Rebbe and say these things." The things that were very, very embarrassing, that was something that they were upset about, and they were the ones who left in protest to not accept the tokocha. So my mother says, if you didn't go ahead and knock out HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zera, these three things, they all come from the same pasuk. Yiknu, Ami Asher Yikom Elam Aleyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will daven in them, will remove themselves, will humble themselves. How do you see this from here? He spouses with his feet. Look, actually, be this stalker. Kamadato, man, what do you say? I'm the righteous one. I'll be in your face, which means I'll be there in front of you. I'll do what I have to do for you to help you. People go back and do tshuva. They did that. They give stalker and they do tshuva. And then tshuva, makama, what's the pasuk say? And the I'll forgive all the sins and heal all the land. So if they do this, they prepare themselves properly, protect themselves. And protect themselves and make sure that they do tshuva on it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all the things. We'll go ahead and say the same word of Rabbi Elazar during every time as we go ahead and publicly inspire the people with the drasha of Rabbi Elazar. End of a year is, Gemara says, Kishata, determined according to the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year is a time to make, go ahead, to go. You have to do things right. The beginning is to go ahead, the beginning of the year is to make sure that you have the right kavanas and the right to ask tshuva, yes, mechila from the right people. You do things right in the beginning of the year. Summer's earth, which is so much of it, is preserved for the winter. There's no earth that's available in the winter. Everything is hard. It turns to mud. And therefore, you have to preserve the earth in the summer to have it in the winter. So you have to prepare yourself. So the same thing over here. The Gemara says we have to prepare ourselves here as well. If the north wind blows in the rainy season, there'll be not enough rain. It's all about up. Send your small children to pray for rain. If you see that that's what's happening, it's a school, it's a sign that the rain won't come. That the rain won't come. So send out your small children to Noka Shebe's Rabban to daven for rain because there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a problem. So the Gemara, anything that they don't have to blow out the shofar in the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, so much it's going to be end. They're going to have to stress at the end. It brings us down that it's a Masriyim B'Sofa, anybody, the first beginning of the year, you don't blow a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, then for any other reason, and you'll have a, you'll cry out in distress at the end of the year. It'll be a bad year. Bad year. Shofar brings chusim to Klal Yisrael. So I said, what happened? Anybody here bring the produce, but not get it wasn't properly taken ma'aser from. So if you my parents, well, you lose the fruit. I'm because most of the year's wine was sour as a result. You didn't take it properly. You didn't do ma'aser properly. That's all going to be a punishment. That's both going to take care of everything. Doesn't forget anything. Doesn't let anything go. He says, Sabbath, when he was an elder in Zippor, when the rains came, they would smell the earth. They'd be able to go ahead and predict what the rain, how much rain is going to be for the year. They'd be able to go ahead by smelling the ground. They'd be able to know how much rain has come and how much rain is still needed for them to go ahead and to bring the Klal Yisrael to the level of tshuva. So the Gemara said, yes, we talked about the idea about fasting, ideas, cutting properly, be ma'ar and sorry, the ayilam. Maybe it's from say psukim. Remember that? Pasuk says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hakazed, Yitzhom Rayu, can this be such a fast that I'll choose? El Yoyim, I know Samash, but the day when people afflict themselves. Ain't that so much shani for this? Not the tzom that I got for you. What's the tzom that I got for you? Azem Yom Tzor Kabayu. That's a pasuk, but Pakas Tzor Tzorosha. Is to break the shackles of wickedness, Hatahugas Moita, and to break the shackles of Moita, of injustice. Hello, Prasav, I'm Lech Mecha. Any more with them? Go ahead, break your bread for the hungry, and bring the poor into your house. My cousin says, yes, dear God, Shem, and then you do all that, Shem will answer you. So these things are all aids that Gosh Baruch gave, that they're confusing, they're what to be able to do, what to connect with, to connect with Gosh Baruch, who is Tfilah and Maisa Chesed, and Gosh Baruch will make sure that you'll be responded to. Amrash Ben Lakesh, Ksev Yalos, aids that comes from the earth, and the spirit comes from below. Miyadah Gosham Yodim, the rains right away began to fall. You have the combination of both together, but this brings the rain to be able to come down. My teacher be Yav like rain. It's like people bend their necks for tshuva. You want to know rains? Why I'm holding back rain? People are sinning. Just bend yourself the neck for tshuva. Do a little bit tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the floodgates, the Shemayim, to bring all the rain that a person needs. All the rain that a person needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up. Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, the mice, what happens once a drought? Bechei Avad Klasheh Shun Yonatzer. Bechei, once 13 fast made, the terrible drought. Vilamakas Mitra. Rain didn't come yet. Rain didn't come yet. So the Gemara says, so what happened? The Gemara says, late at the end, locusts came and began to eat the fruit, eat his crops. You know, they would destroy everything. Hazavai Makami came around the game before the Kamil. Okay, what should I do? Come on, what examine our actions? Why is this happening? Low dieting of it. Not enough. Learned the prophet. Avi gave us a thing and told us, that you benefit from the evil of people. This were harming each other and bringing food. Asar Shoel. The officer would request and he would say, Ekan Rosakh, what's the Shoel look at? And she was over. They would answer him that the Shoel has in the payment. Shoel Mishim, I'll go ahead and give me the value. I go to Dove Vibinasho. The other would be the good. Expresses his desires. What will happen? Everyone said, "Play together." Said they thickened it. They made it into a thick braid of sand. From whoever severed it, they pressed like a thorn. The people that went ahead and fattened it like kitka, like thorns. Yashim Masubra, they're upright. Those are the ones. They'll sit amongst them, people of pistol of thorns, which means they'll be the ones, the quality, be the best people amongst you. They'll be protected from anything from the people who have not been able to do what's right, to find the right explanation of the pasuk, that they should be able to be a nichasa later, and not just bringing it down, that it would be considered a as if they got the kapara was there, it'd be fine. Must said that's only not only those that together, but even the ones that behind would have the same thing. Must have another part. Yom Tzibah goes about the day your tip will come, punishment will come. What does that mean? It means the person will come. Yom Tzibah, day we anticipate that the thing will be over, but they don't know. The locusts will come on us, that they will come and be merciless. My God, in the Rabbani, will cry for their weeping, will cry because of all the pain, of the tshuva. They cried, and Malach said, "Bechayin," but the rain fell. So you see that they're crying, they're in there, and it's not helping. So obviously they have to cry more to be able to go ahead to know what is the reason why. Why isn't it changing? Why isn't it helping? So Gemara says that we have to go ahead and make it more to be able to go ahead. They cried, the rain should come, therefore it will be something that would work over here as well. We'll stop over here.